This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Starting tomorrow, a new art exhibition is taking place at the David Klein Gallery in Detroit. The title of it is Old. The artist is Scott Hocking, and he joins me now. Hi there.
Hi there.
So we're going to have some photos online so people can actually see some of your work, but would you describe your work for us?
Sure. I consider myself a site-specific installation artist, a sculptor, a photographer. I kind of do everything but paint. And ironically, in this exhibition, I'll also be painting.
Well, give me some of the examples of one of your installations in Detroit. What does one of them look like?
Some of the projects I've done in Detroit involve me using vacant buildings, vacant spaces, wasted materials, creating sculptures and installations on site with the material I find. And that's a process I've carried into other projects outside of Detroit. So there'll be a number of projects in this exhibition that were done in that same vein, but in other places.
So what are you trying to say with these installations?
Well, the exhibition title, Old, for me, was a word that it kind of took on a lot of different levels of meaning. Personally, I'm feeling old. I've been doing this in Detroit for over 20 years now, making art. I do projects that are very physically stressful. I end up injuring myself a lot. I work myself to the point where I'm in a lot of pain, and that seems to be happening a lot more as I'm getting older. One of the projects is a project where I took down an 1890s barn and then reconstructed it as a sculpture, which was a very Sisyphean task. And I do have this process that is very much like a Sisyphean task over and over again, creating these large-scale works that end up being destroyed.
Some of your installations, as I looked at the photos available to me, are mounds, for example, mounds of discarded toxic gloves, a pyramid of bricks, a large egg-shaped mound of marble pieces. What do mounds represent to you?
Yeah, it's a funny thing because I think before I started working like that, I wasn't necessarily taken with the word mound. But a lot of my interests connect to the ancient past. So when I create a pyramid-type structure or an egg shape or even just a mound, to me that connects to ancient earthworks, ancient structures, trying to kind of reflect on the past and how we perceive the past now, and most importantly, how we'll be perceived in the future. And one of the most evident contrasts I often use is if I'm creating a sculpture that has these kind of archetypal imagery or images, shapes inside vacant structures, for example, things that people might refer to as ruins, then I'm interested in how people perceive a ruin within a ruin, why one ruin might be considered a monument while another might be considered something negative, and kind of playing with how we perceive ourselves now versus the past and how we'll be perceived in the future.
I assume there are only a few people who actually see these installations in these abandoned and decaying buildings in Detroit. How do you relay your sculptures to a larger population? Is it through photos, videos? How do you do that?
Yeah, so for me, one of the most interesting parts of working like this is that it's very ephemeral. They don't last forever. They get destroyed either by man or nature pretty quickly. So I capture the process through photography, and they end up becoming a series of photographs as well as a site-specific installation. And the people who see the site-specific works are very rarely people connected to the art world. So there's a very different audience, and I really like playing with that. The people who see the photos in an exhibition, like the photos that will be exhibited in this exhibition, in a lot of cases, they're never going to see the actual work. So there's a dual process to it. I really like playing around with the difference between the people who perceive it on site and how they react versus the people who see it in a gallery space, a white-walled space.
How do you choose a site?
Wow. So a site for me has to have a lot of factors. It has to be something that I feel in my gut is something interesting. It has to have material I can work with. I really prefer to work with material on site and not use anything that I bring in. I'd like to use and reuse wasted material.
Let me stop you there for a second because there was one of the things that really puzzled me. There's this one, it looks like a pyramid. You called it ziggurat.
The ziggurat piece was done in Fisher Body 21, which is about a two-minute walk from where I've lived for 17 years now.
So that's a lot of bricks, and I was wondering, was that on site or not?
Yeah, so those that's a great example because those old factories that were made out of cast concrete, a very kind of Albert Kahn typical designed factory, would often have pine end block flooring. is very, very common. You'd find it in the Packard plant and most any other factory of that age. So over the many, many years of it being abandoned and the elements taking it apart, decaying it, all of these wooden blocks started to pop up in these very interesting organic vein-like patterns. And I always loved how it looked, the way nature had created this design. And after many years of using material in that building, I decided to work on site and use all those bricks. There's, I believe, 6,201 wooden blocks used for that structure.
How does your work in Detroit reflect what's happening in the city?
Well, I've been here my whole life, and my opinion as a kid was based on what I was hearing from my parents, from my grandparents, and a lot of people around me. I grew up in Redford Township, and then for high school, I moved to Livonia. And there was a lot of suburban perspectives that were very negative. And I think I really rebelled against that. I started to see a lot of the things happening in the city as part of a very, very human cycle that we go through in cities and civilizations worldwide forever. We kind of do this pattern over and over again of consuming and creating a space and essentially at some point moving on to the next one and letting it wither away until it becomes reinvented into something else. So for me, I was first drawn to working in the quote-unquote abandoned sites, partly because I saw beauty in that cycle. I saw beauty in the decay. So when things are changing, I adapt to it. The Packard plant is a great example because it was a place that was the iconic abandoned building in Detroit that people would come and traipse through for many years, and now they are essentially giving tours. I think you have to pay to have tours to go through this ruin, and it will be theoretically renovated at some point. Like I said earlier, I'm excited by all aspects, so my process will change, but my process has always been basically me working with the environment I have, and as that environment has changed, my process changes.
I want to ask you one more question. You're familiar with the term ruin porn. There's been a lot of criticism of photographers who come in out from out of town, go into some of these abandoned buildings or homes and shoot it, then post it. And, you know, some of them make some money off of it, too. How is your work different from that, or is it?
Well, people can decide what they want about my work. One of the things that's great about being an artist is that you have your own vision, your own ideas, and you have to stick with them no matter if people praise you or if people criticize you. And there's always going to be people doing both, and you can't really let either of that get to you if you really believe in what you're doing. I personally believe that the main difference between the term ruin porn and other artworks, maybe things like what I do, is that the two words dissected, the idea of ruin in this context is a negative idea of ruin. And like I said earlier, it's interesting how we can go to Rome and talk about the ruins of Rome, but not talk about it in a negative sense. And to me, that's connected to time, the time it takes between looking at something that you're nostalgic for and connected to and something that's hundreds of years ago. Then the word ruin takes on a different meaning. And the second word, pornography, I really feel like somebody explained it to me once, and I thought it was a really great explanation to say, basically, we're talking about a relationship with a place. Someone who's come in and basically had a one-night stand with a place and left and then made a book out of it, that might be ruin porn. But someone who's been here their whole life, and I'm basically married to the city, and I've spent I don't know how many years going into these buildings, to me there's a difference between what might be considered spectator-type tourism to just come in, parachute in, and photograph ruins all over the world, and it's very popular for people to do that all over the world now. And someone who actually invests time in a place, in the history, learns about the history, wants to talk about the history. And for me, that's very important.
Scott Hocking is a Detroit-based artist. His exhibit, Old, is being shown at the David Klein Gallery starting tomorrow and through June 23rd. Thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.